It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
This guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Gore readings, flesh wound radio freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Radio. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya and Pugs Dread. How goes your evening, gentlemen?
Namaste.
All goes well so far. So far, so good. So feel like I'm doing a double take, but
deja vu.
Doing a double take. Deja vu.
There we go. Why don't you spit that out? Get that out there.
Absolutely. Why not? Let's get it out there right away. You guys can help support us on patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. That's Flesh Wound Features, patreon.com. We've got a lot of bonus content in there. We're getting ready to do some more that's in there as well. So that's a growing list of exclusive, uncensored stuff.
So Dan is going to, I'm excited the most for it because it was requested by some of our longtime listeners and, well, yeah, listeners, because they're not viewers. Well, they are viewers, but yes.
Yeah.
Since this is new. Dan's going to talk about his time in filmmaking. Is that about as broad as you want me to state?
Yeah, writing, producing, acting. Yeah.
So,
Why? When you say filmmaking, that makes me like go to director. I never directed anything.
It's all part of it.
Yeah.
It's all part of it. Don't undersell yourself. So.
No, I shall not. That'll be interesting because I've only like made comments. Yeah. So you'll get to see that. So if you are a longtime listener and don't know that whole fucking mess that was my brief little movie run, I'll do that. We will also, oh God, we've got a lot of stuff that's just growing on there. So be sure, because some of those, like those will probably always just be Patreon exclusives. So join. And it only starts at $1.
And so those will be in the dollar level, Dan. I don't know how much we have to pay for Dan's behind-the-scenes stories.
Well, the most expensive is the hat option.
All right.
So if you're
going to give him a break, and this will be on the dollar level too, then.
If you're some sadistic rich mofo, you can see what the hat level.
You want to see a grown man cry?
Oh, you got to pay for it. You got to pay for it. I am expensive. Expensive. So, what have you gentlemen been up to? You having a good day?
Yeah.
Good apocalypse. Pretty mellow apocalypse.
So
day,
far,
I think.
So good. I woke up. Hey.
There you go. I got some sun, got out today, so that was nice. I can't complain. Life's good for the most
essentials
part,
only,
despite
right?
all the essentials only, always. Yes. I don't know. Sun is essential at this point. I feel like I'm like some like creature from The Descent at this point. Like I'm just like crawling out of my thing looking like Bat Boy or something. I mean,
chasing after women.
Good.
Yeah, sounds about right. Chasing after women.
Not right now.
You can still digitally chase after women.
Yeah.
It'll happen probably. If this went another month, I think I'd probably like be at that point where I'll just be like full on.
So you're gonna end up being at that point. All right.
Subterranean killer mode. But having said that, let's get right into our movies tonight. Yeah. Why not? So our first film of the evening is kind of rare for us. I can't think of the last time we've done a Russian film, but it is from writer-director Kirill Sokolov, and it is, excuse me, swallowed drink wrong, botch.
And he's drowning.
In your own blood? First time he swallowed wrong.
Oh.
No, it's like,
all right, give me a minute. We'll talk while you try to catch your composer. Composer, yeah.
It's like a nose walk.
Okay, you know, you could just mute and you could let me just go.
Yes, go for it.
He's asking for help.
Save me.
I know. I'm telling him to stop talking. Marley has just one obstacle: to gain entry into his girlfriend's parents' apartment and kill her father, Andre, with a hammer to restore her honor. But all is not as it initially seems, and Malvory's attempts to bludgeon the family patriarch to death don't quite go, as Audrey proves a more formidable, not to mention ruthless, opponent than he had anticipated. And Malvy, for his part, proves stubbornly unwilling to die. And I think
thank you, Todd. I know you weren't prepared to read it because, like, I somehow got
right.
Energy drink in my nose. I don't know what the hell happened there. Sure. But
it's the residual booger sugar. It's quarantine party.
No, I didn't forget the name. I was just like, fuck, I'm going to like talk and then I'm going to shoot. Like, yeah, I was going to say it would look like I was infected, but no, that was just weird. I don't know what that was. So anyways, having said that, I'm sure you don't want to hear.
Then stop talking about it. Move on.
All right, cool. It's monster. It's not a
he still stinks.
All right. So
you can't let it go.
Moving on.
Please.
All right. So this one I knew nothing about. Arrow, of course, one of my favorite companies. So I was curious to check this one out. It's not. How do I describe
it? It just came out yesterday.
It just came out yesterday. Brand new. I guess I could describe this as a Tarantino-esque Russian flick with a lot of twists and turns. It's sort of, I wasn't too sure how, you know, Russian humor, not too sure. I wasn't too sure about it. I was like, I don't know about this one. And I'm happy to say this one threw me for a loop. It was actually really, really good. The opening fight scene between the boyfriend and the dad was just brilliant.
Yeah.
When he launches the TV.
You know how heavy those old CRTVs are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I'm getting up at that point. I'm down for the count. So I knew, wow, this has an impressive amount of mayhem in it. I'm not going to give any spoilers. The humor is, it's not too over the top. Some of the violence is, but the humor is fairly grounded, which I liked. I like that this still flowed. It's a non-linear story. So, again, very Tarantino-esque. What did you guys think?
Todd?
I also went in not really knowing what I was expecting. I hadn't actually watched the trailer. I just mm-hmm. briefly read the synopsis. And it sounded interesting. And I was not disappointed. I'm sure everyone's going to mention that the comparison to Tarantino. If you like that style, this one delivers. I liked what you mentioned, the over the top violence and stuff and the grounded jokes. or the grounded humor. I don't know if that was just because it was subtitled, it kind of made it more grounded, or if the humor was actually a little bit more over the top in native tongue. But it doesn't matter because it works.
Translated.
And up. Yes, it did. Yeah, I was really surprised. I mean, I'd give this, well, we'll say the rating, save the ratings.
Cool. Well, like you, I went in totally blind. I didn't even read the synopsis. Just like, oh, we're going to review this? Cool. I looked up the poster, and I saw it won a couple of things. I'm like, oh, looks good. Looks very vibrant. So, and it did not disappoint. I think we're all in agreement here. This is uber violent. Ultra violent, but in the best way. Tarantino's probably proud of this movie, and so is what's Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, dude?
Oh,
Guy Ritchie,
because it feels like that too, just with less slow mo. Yeah, this hits hard, like really fucking hard. So that's a good time, and I was laughing my ass off a lot of the way through. So, and I really liked the main guy. What was his name? The main character, not the dad,
Matt Lev.
Hold on, I know I probably mispronounced it.
Yeah, I know I am too.
Malvi, sure, let's go with that.
There you go, Malvi.
That dude.
Yeah, there you go.
I was rooting for him the entire way. Yeah, he had a hammer. I'm like, cool, it's old boy, these motherfuckers, and win. yeah,
you know what got me? The drain. Oh, I had to look away.
Oh,
yeah.
We're gonna talk about that later, but yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, and trivia. If you recognize the dad's friend, because it was driving me nuts, he was the villain in Hunter Killer just recently with the Gerard Butler. Because I was like, I've seen this guy before. Yeah, he was the Russian villain. Yeah, I was very impressed. I mean, Russian cinema's not,
For me,
I mean, I can probably name maybe a dozen Russian films.
For me, like, I'm a big superhero fight guy. The fights were kind of like superhero-y, but grounded.
It's yeah.
Like when someone gets hit, they actually go through things. I thought that was pretty cool. So it's a cool balance of, like, unrealistic meets realistic. They found a happy medium, so I really dug that.
Yeah,
and some pretty nasty gore.
Blood. So much blood. So it's always a good time.
The one thing missing out of the superhero fights where there should be blood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I had flashbacks of Tom Tolles in Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer with the TV. It's like, we just took it a little bit further. I was blown away by this one, actually. This is really, really good. We always, Arrow puts out a lot of older stuff, but some of their newer stuff is well worth checking out. I feel sometimes people overlook some of the newer films that they put out, and I hope they don't with this, because,
I think this is definitely going to gain following.
Yeah.
It should.
Yeah, I think it will, too. Yeah. No, I was like, Russian films, I mean, Solaris, and, I was expecting a very, somber.
Daywatch.
Nightwatch. Yeah. Intellectual type tone to what? It.
I like those.
Me too.
Yeah,
I do too. Yeah. Well, Nightwatch, I meant Solaris was more, like, really heavy, but the original one. But, gory, funny, and... Yeah, like Pug said, you root for the lead, big time.
I was on
his side. I was like hooked, and So, what do you gentlemen rate this one?
I went back and forth on this one because I really liked it. I think that the subtitling might throw off people don't like to read, but I definitely think it's worth it. And I'm going to give it a 5.
Nice, nice. What say you, Pugs?
Nice touch. I'm going to go. I have a really hard time because it's right now it's in between 4.5 and 5, but I'll tell you what's going to put it over. The main character sweater. 5.
Okay. I am very close. I'm a 4.5, but
so close to one big hole.
One big hole. Yeah, I'm close.
Close. I love this movie, though. You guys.
I get it.
Yes. Yeah, I don't even have any big complaints at all.
Really. I knew you were gonna like that.
This.
Oh my god! As soon as he got was first frame, like, all right, I like this guy.
All right, so moving on to our next film of the evening, which is the newest. Well, not the newest, but just coming off of 420, this is probably...
Even last Halloween, we just never got to it.
Yeah, we never got to it, and we thought, well, with 420 just happening...
It's one of...
We should do
that. It's one of the deadly 10 from Full Moon that... I want to say this is the very first one.
Yeah, I was trying to... I'm pretty sure it was, too, and I wanted to, like, fact-check that, but, well,
it's the only one that's been released so far. It's not the first announced, but yeah, it's the first one. I know you're probably looking forward to Femme Alien Cosmic Crush the most.
You know, I hope so, if it's in the spirit of the first two Femme Aliens. Softcore classics, Jacqueline Lavelle. So, I love me some Femme Alien.
And some sorority babes, too?
Yeah, I think... Well, I'll get into it because I kind of have a comparison there.
Okay.
I should say this is from Full Moon alumni Danny Draven, who directs this, and it is Ouija's Halloween Night. It's the eve of Halloween in Las Vegas, and three enterprising young ladies are throwing a massive 420 gala. But little do they know, they are also going to unleash a freakish gaggle of party-loving nightmare creatures from beyond. In the tradition of Empire Pictures classics, horror, comedy, Ghoulies, The Deadly Ten presents a new original tale that's destined to be known as the Golden Nug. I skipped a little bit there. I'm sorry. When a midnight scavenger hunt for a rare bud of weed known as the Golden Nug brings a group of party-hungry stoners to a haunted hotel, it seems like it'll be the greatest night ever. But when the enigmatic owner, Madam Hayes, introduces them to the Weed G board, they open a portal beyond our world and unleash the Ouija's. This group of ghastly, hysterical creatures has only one mission: party till you die. Before Halloween night is over, the unwitting guests will have to fight for their right to party and put the Ouija's back in the board or end up sucked into the netherworld forever.
I have no idea what your guys' thoughts are going to be on this one, so I'm going to go first because I may be alone. I loved it. It was – when I first heard the Deadly 10, I'll be honest, I was afraid because of some of the latter Full Moon – product, although we did really like Corona Zombies. And is it cheap? Yeah, but it seems like it's better budgeted than some of the other stuff. It feels bigger. And I don't know, it was fun. The whole, you know, Full Moon's always had their small creatures thing, or going back to Empires came up. And I don't know, this one really worked for me. It was fun. It had cool creatures. Plot was kind of, you know, it wasn't the greatest plot in the world, but it was fun. Yeah. Okay.
You said plot, I heard pot.
Makes sense. Same difference.
Yeah, I
what did you think, Bugs? And were you a Full Moon kid?
Yeah, I dabbled in Full Moon. But I preferred, like, the, I guess, more serious, if you can even say that, subspecies and fucking Puppet Master.
Castle Freak.
No love for Shrunken Heads?
We'll get there.
Okay.
So, yeah, this movie actually looks really good. I was surprised. You know, little creatures, I'm expecting, okay, this might be kind of crappy, but go in there with an open mind. And I was impressed with the visuals. I love the little weed, The little monsters, those things are cool. I want to hang out with them. The only thing I had a problem with is this really made me miss Halloween. This feels like a Halloween time movie. So I'm like,
yeah,
I wish we would have did this back then or saved it. Because right now,
Maybe we'll do a watch along for Halloween.
Revisit. Oh, we could do that. Because this kind of felt like a weed version of Ernest Scared Stupid, maybe. Like, it just felt in that vein. So yeah. I really had fun with it, and I'm surprised how much I enjoyed it.
Nice. All right, so I am a huge Empire / Full Moon kid. I grew up with it. We did a show
quite
a while ago on Full Moon. It's just, yeah, very special place in my heart. I'm not a recent apologist, though, for a lot of their movies. The quality has gone way down, and there have been certain things they've tackled as of late that they just really don't have the capabilities.
Oh, okay. And I just want to say real quick before you go too far. No. Just when we come back to the party scene. I'll come back to it.
Okay.
Well, and having said all that, I thought this was really, really good. This kind of harkened back to that late 90s, very early 2000s era that I always talk about that I love. Films like Hideous, Bride of the – or Head of the Family, Sideshow, I loved a lot.
Yeah, if you go back to the archives, you can find the shows. We pretty much covered that era because –
The Creeps. The
early era stuff has been so covered. We didn't bother. Like, everyone loves Puppet Master and Subspecies. There's nothing really on those subjects. So we focused on the lesser post Paramount era.
I would go as far to say that, you know, again, Blood Dolls. I would say they really, for me, hit their stride at that point because that's where I was really starving for something different in the genre, and Full Moon was certainly something different at that time, you know, mid 90s to early 2000s. That little era there, I actually really love those films and put them right up against the Subspecies. And I mean, again, they're very different from those tones, but this I thought did a pretty good job of getting back there. I think it's the type of story now that they are able to pull off. The creatures are cool. They're doable, practical, no, you know, CGI. Doable. They don't struggle. Doable on a budget. And I was going to compare their recent Puppet Master stuff.
They've been trying to make them a fleshlight for a second. It's like, okay, well, whatever.
Yeah, left something to be desired with some of their recent Puppet Master
work.
I thought.
There's going to be a talking fleshlight now in Evil Bong 8.
I don't understand how there's not one yet. We got to make that.
How has Charlie Band not put out a fleshlight for what was it, Ebby? Evil Bong? I'm not as big of an Evil Bong guy.
They're fun.
I dug this. This hit the right tone. You were starting to mention Sorority Babes in the Slime Ball Bowl-orama. It kind of hits that tone. Now, I will say no nudity. That's always
I didn't even notice that. I wasn't even thinking about it.
There was enough cleavage going on to where they left some to be desired, and I appreciate that sometimes.
Yeah, it's not a huge complaint. I just kind of thought Full Moon, they would still do it. The Baroness.
Huge on nudity. If you look back, it's a case.
That's huge.
Empire.
You got it from Jacqueline Lavelle, though.
Empire era, there was way more, but one thing I did, I was like, in the beginning, I was like, I feel like I'm watching a trauma movie all of a sudden. The party scene with everyone, they were like wearing the like costumes and shit, like all the Full Moon ones, which I thought was funny because those are obviously the ones they used for when they had to do like the full size people and make them smaller. And the Ginger Dead Man. It felt like that's something very traumatic.
You know who really stole the show for me? And I mean, it couldn't have been more than a couple minutes screen time was the older, heavy set lady who all of a sudden was being interviewed and is like, I came here to get my cooter in. Have you ever been lesbian with a lesbian?
Chomp, chomp, munch, munch. Yeah.
So was everyone surprised by the cameraman?
The cameraman. Oh, yes. Now this.
Basically, no selling it. Moving on.
Sinbody.
I was getting to Blade and Tunneler. Because that was. I wanted a little more, but I feel like maybe there will be a Versus movie.
Do they sell those masks on their website?
I don't think they do. Those are the ones they used in the movie.
Okay, because they're leaving money on the table if they don't. Because I kind of want to hang Blade like in my area here.
Well, if Charles Band knows he can make some money off you, please send us a link.
he's getting it done now. The gay hot dog and ketchup bottle was also kind of funny. They actually had some really interesting. Of course, Sin Bodhi for you wrestling fans. See,
Dan just like totally no sells me, and then drops it. Mm-hmm. I already said that. Were you confused when I said the cameraman?
Oh. Was he a cameraman? Yes.
I said it.
Oh yeah, okay. Cameraman was throwing me.
I miss his hair.
Yeah, I did no sell.
Yeah,
throw your hair back
for mocking me when I get energy drink in my nose.
So you're near death because of you fucking.
It's a bad feeling. It's
imagine Dan trying to do that coke.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think I'd fare well with the coke. But yeah, I was surprised. I was kind of like, there's a reason why I waited to watch this. They delivered for the first time in a while.
I don't want to get my hopes up. I'm still kind of going in cautiously for Bride of the Head of the Family, because that's probably like most people's most wanted. This one gives me a little bit more hope. I do know the next of the Deadly Ten is Femalian Cosmic Crush. That is the next one.
Question for you on that. Do you think we're going to get a proper softcore movie from that? Or is it going to deviate?
I don't think so.
Dan's dreams right now.
If you go to the Deadly 10 website, just deadly10.com, you can watch behind the scenes and other stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Fullmoondirect.com if you want to follow.
No. I literally just gave the website deadly10.com.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll link you there. Just saying they might want to buy the Evil Bond first time.
Well, then they go to fullmoonfeatures.com. Yes. You can go directly. If you go to Full Moon Features, you can link around. You can get to Full Moon Direct. You can get to the Deadly 10. Mm-hmm. You can do the streaming gimmick. So,
you can buy a Corona Zombies signed Charles Band print, which is kind of cool. There's some cool stuff up there right now. I collect some of the signed Delirium magazines, so I've got a few of those. So there's some cool stuff. This is the first one in a while where I've been, I would probably buy some Ouija's statues if they come out at some point. And I haven't I think the Ghoulies resin statue is probably the last like figurine sort of thing that I got from them. So yeah, I don't know if I want to call this a comeback, but they did a pretty nice job. It caught the right fun OG Full Moon mood for me. And it doesn't overstay its welcome. I think it's like 70 minutes, if that. So it's very...
I have an issue with the OG Full Moon vibe. No, it is the post-90s, post-Paramount era vibe.
That's sort of my OG. But
unless you actually... Yeah, it means original, so...
I know. I know what OG means. I'm hip, Todd.
OG is two words, Dan, but it was the second word.
Yeah. OG.
The second
word. Okay. It
means original.
Well, that's what it's used for now, but that's not where it comes from.
Starts with a G.
I know.
Ends with an A.
OG.
Ends with an A.
old G? Is that what it is?
I know what it means. Why are you questioning me on OG? Well, I know.
Okay, what does it mean?
I don't have to tell you.
How old are you, Dan? Seriously.
New Jack was a part of it.
Huh? All right, this is its own show.
You're going to New Jack?
Never mind.
Which tells me he doesn't know what it means.
Yeah, well,
I always thought of it as original.
That's the first half.
That's all I gangstas. Know. Oh, gangsters. Okay, there you go. I'm ridiculous.
Yes,
I'm
you are. Slow.
So shall we rate this?
Yes.
I'm woke.
What are we going to rate it?
On a scale for...
I'm a 4.5. Since I'm going to take 10 minutes to say it. 4.5.
Oh, okay, you're higher than me. I'm 3.5. But that's very good for a modern full moon movie. And I do recommend
it. I am going to be in the middle between both of you. I'm going 4. Had this been during Halloween and, like, you know, on the outside, because every day for me is Halloween, but, like, on the outside, I think you would have got a 4.5 also. Definitely watch this and find out for yourselves.
Another one that I doesn't get a lot of attention that I do like is The Eye 2, Halloween Night. Halloween Night?
Say that again.
Two.
Oh, Killer Eye 2. Killer Eye. There you go. Yeah, that actually isn't bad from what I remember.
The first one is all right. Like that.
They padded it out with footage from the first one. That was like, which I'm glad this
So you basically, well, they basically take all the parts, good parts from the first one. So it's kind of like their Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. Killer Eye, Halloween Haunts.
Yeah.
I believe that's the one that has the debut of the Monster Bra. You remember when Full Moon was pushing those?
Yes. Man. That's been gone a while. I'm surprised they haven't
brought
it back.
I think they finally sold out of them. They ain't doing that shit.
Lesson learned.
Only took them like a decade.
Yeah, it did take a very long time. You know, an underrated one I also always throw out that I liked from... slightly after the time period that I was talking about, but well, close. Dr. Moreau's House of Pain. I always dug that one. That's a really cool creature work, and
that's still that creepy. Era. It's still, yeah. I'm like the only one who liked Unlucky Charms.
I didn't like that at all.
I know there wasn't enough nudity for Dan. That was his biggest problem.
That one broke me. That one just wasn't very good. I think. Probably the last masterpiece for me would have to be Ginger Dead Man 2, Passion of the Crust. I love Ginger Dead Man
2. I like 3 also. He's a good one.
You can't see it where I'm at in my library, but I have the Gary Busey Ginger Dead Man autograph out of all.
I got to send you guys something. I totally forgot I had it.
Remember we used to hang out with the voice of Ginger Dead Man at UEW.
We did?
Yeah, well, not Gary Busey, the one who did the rest. Oh, yeah, Dina Winwood.
Okay.
I'm not giving a shoot name, but yeah. Now he's Howdy Price.
Oh, nice. Nice. So, yeah, check out Ouija's, guys. That's, I was happy. That put a smile on my face, and they haven't really in a while. So that's hopefully bodes well for the rest of the Deadly 10. All right, so moving on to our main event of the evening. Should have put a little more show in that for the. There you go. All right, so our next film is The Platform, which is recent-ish from Netflix. It's a Spanish film from director. Oh, these names. All right.
Racist.
I know. Jeez, Dan.
Alder Gastelu Arushia. Hopefully I got that right. I feel like somewhat confident in that. And this one follows a mysterious place, an indescribable prison, a deep hole, an unknown number of levels, two inmates living on each level. What are you doing, goddammit? Distracting
me from my... Just keep reading.
Focus.
a descending platform containing food for all of them, an inhuman fight for survival, but also an opportunity for solidarity. All right, there we go. Gotta always make me botch on the synopsis. All right, I'm gonna go first on this one because I'm curious to.
I'm interested in your views on it because I know it's already been compared to you, and you're a very big fan of Cube.
I'm a huge fan of Cube. That movie blew my mind when I first saw it. Yeah, I mean, that was like probably in a top 10 for me at one point. And this is similar, not exactly. Oh, there you go. Wow.
Dan just has to take it in.
That's an intimidating up there, sir. So, how am I supposed to concentrate on this deep movie when I'm staring at Busey?
I meant to send you guys that earlier because my buddy sent it to me. And when you said Passion of the Crust, it just triggered everything. I was like, oh shit, that's right.
So anyways, similar to Cube in a way, but I feel like there's going to be some of you disappointed going in if you're expecting like big over the top traps. Truthfully, this is not really a body count film per se, although there is a body count. This one, yeah, there's a lot of social commentary. It's something I think right now certainly makes it a very timely watch, you know, over consuming and, you know, not being too considerate of your fellow man. It definitely fits with, you know, different things we're going through right now in the world. I really liked it a lot. Now, I will say I recommend you watch it in the original language because the dubbing is a little not the greatest.
Learn to read.
If you want the full impact, you can kind of tell some of those voices are not, and it's not that tone.
Well, you can just switch it on Netflix to the original language.
Yeah, you can. Some people don't realize
that. I am shocked you did, so I'm going to give you some, I don't know, digital cred. I don't know.
Are you calling me stupid, Todd? I know how to do things, Todd.
I am. Dan doesn't get when I'm like alluding to shit, and then then I just get the F you, Todd.
I've been nice. I haven't even, I've like not cursed hardly at all on this show. I'm yeah, we did have a take two, but still, it doesn't count if it's not in the final product.
Still counts.
So, yeah, our lead befriends basically an old man. I guess we could say befriends an old man and kind of teaches him the ways of this whole system. I'm going to say this. Some people are not satisfied with certain things about the films, about this film. I really was glad they didn't over explain everything, because when you compare Cube, once you got to 2 and especially 3, it just expanded it too much, and that little bit of mystery was gone. This one's not quite as ambiguous as Cube was. You do kind of have a basic sense of this place and you know who's behind it, again somewhat. But it leaves enough mystery. It's definitely not a movie that you want to have all the details thrown in your face. And I will say it's pretty brutal. It has some flashes of pretty nasty brutality and gore. I wouldn't consider it a horror film per se, but it definitely had the elements. What did you think, Pugs?
I'm with you on, I don't think this is a horror film. It has like horror elements, but it's not a horror film. That being said, it's interesting as fuck. Like, I understand some people are gonna be like find it boring, but your brain's a little dull. I'm gonna be honest, straight up with you. This is interesting as hell. Communism versus socialism versus just like overall, not morality, but yeah, morality. Wow. it is a damn journey, and you have, it just shows you, you have to adapt to survive. I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a certain point where someone has something else, and it's like, why would you do that? Why would you put this thing in that situation? You're a fucking...
Like, what is thinking?
Anyway, yeah, I really like the old guy. He's probably my favorite. Do yourself a favor. Read the subtitles. It just gets you more into it. At least for me, it does.
Definitely.
But if you can't handle it, you do have the option not to.
If you want to be a
half
brain, that's fine. and the food looked amazing. So.
And it never got shit.
Yeah, even after several go rounds. Yeah. And it has that weird tone that Cube had too. That sort of oddball paranoia. Yeah. That was the most Cube-like.
We're gonna have a spoiler section on this, right? Because I have some questions that I want to part of conversation topics I need to talk to you guys. But this is totally spoilery. Mm-hmm.
I don't think you guys left anything for me.
Sorry.
You guys pretty much... No, that's all right. You guys pretty much...
I guess this wasn't a Todd movie. Am
no,
I
you're wrong?
Wrong.
I actually really like this.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I was just guessing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You throwing it back?
No, they're really... You guys pretty much nailed it. I went in expecting kind of a cubish thing, and it hits enough that it's kind of similar, but it's also not. But it's also, like Pug said, not really a horror film. It's horror adjacent, kind of like I say with the Lighthouse. But that doesn't mean if you are a horror fan, you're not going to not like it. Just because it's not a full horror film. And then the problem for non-horror fans is I think it might be a little too violent in some spots for them. So it's one of those cases. So
it got more fucked up than I expected.
Why don't we rate it and do spoilers?
Yeah, because I do want to talk spoilers on this one. And it's Netflix. I know a lot of people have seen it. So, all right. I would rate this one... I would rate this one a 4.5.
I'm going 4.5 as well.
I am a 3.5.
Okay.
I also like it, but not as much as you guys. Okay, now. There we go.
Spoilers. Don't bitch. Right.
Make sure you tell the listeners they can't all see that, Dan.
Yes, spoilers. Spoilers.
And they can't see
spoilers.
You pointing.
From here on out, we're going to spoil the platform. So if you're listening to us, and you haven't seen the movie yet,
we're gonna spoil
and you don't care, continue. If you do care, pause and come back.
All right.
Spoilers.
All right, having said that, why do you bring a fucking dog as your one item? Well, what do you think is going to happen to that dog?
She's an ignorant fuck. But yes, I was like, oh, no. And then, you think what am I having? Fucking Todd. And then, obviously, I'm like, okay, well, it's meat.
Oh,
and that one, during the one point where she took her eyes off the fucking dog, I was like, oh my God, you fucking bad owner. How dare you? And then it didn't go where I thought it was, so that was cool. But still, my heart was like,
I thought it was going to be a snack.
And
how's that dog?
It's a wiener dog. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a hot dog out of this. I guess we're going to skip around here. I got a big question. The girl, the Milko, the chick that kept riding the platform.
Mm-hmm. To find her, daughter.
Every day, or at least once a month that she did there, did she go down and feed the kid? all the time? How did this kid survive?
That is probably the one part that I don't feel was totally explained.
Okay.
Was this kid supposed to be sort of a, I don't know, like angelic sort of thing? But I don't mind it being a little I'll be honest, like I had heard a non-spoiler review about this that just bitched about the ending. So I was kind of thinking, okay, this is going to be like a Sopranos fade to black kind of moment. I don't necessarily feel that it was. I think, you know, that's the message they're trying to send, you know, message of hope. And I was good with it. I don't want a sequel to this. Like, I'll be honest, I have no interest whatsoever in a sequel to The Platform. I don't need to see what happened to the girl. It's meant to be one you're supposed to think about a little bit, and I'm good with that. I don't want to see a sequel. I don't know about you guys, because, yeah, Cube 2, Cube 3 had their moments.
I still have fun with the Cube sequels, but I get it.
I can go with the sequel.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, because she looked healthy. So my thinking is, I guess she went down and fed her the entire time. So they did what they did, to spot their way down and then fed the kid. Because she didn't look hungry. She didn't look fucking dirty. Maybe a little.
Right.
That part.
That's with the brown.
It just raised questions, and I'm interested to know. But the ending ambiguous, but I think it could have been a little better. At least with him, I'm pretty. I take it as he died.
Yeah.
I think so. I was gonna ask some other question. Shit.
If someone said to me they didn't like the ending, I'd say, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not, there's no arguing now, why they should or why what, but I do.
Did you find it boring at all or any sluggish parts? Because I did not.
No, not at all.
Okay. No, there's plenty going on. I really thought this was going to be mostly like, at first I was like, okay, is this just going to be kind of a cerebral mind game between the old guy and him for 90 minutes, which could work. It's hard to pull off, but it could certainly work.
Him a lot.
I mean, there's cannibalism, there's random murder, assaults. I mean, this movie certainly is pretty lively. I think a lot of people are doing it a disservice is trying to call it boring. I was very engaged. But again, all you're going to see in a sequel is, all right, the survivor goes after whatever evil corporate fucks are doing.
It doesn't have to be. It could take place at the same time. We can get the black guys fucking thing. Like, there's a bunch of ways. It doesn't have to be just what does the girl do.
Yeah, if it was from a different perspective, that'd be kind of interesting.
Maybe.
We can hang out with the shitters. No. That'd be kind of fun.
That comes back
in breast cancer over there. Finally got it. Like, oh shit! Not everyone's civil, and you can't work your way up. You can threaten the people on the way down, but like, how are we gonna get those fuckers up there? He adapted. And the Don Quixote thing, that was pretty funny. He even had the fucking mustache, like he's known to.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Overall, I'd call this one a winner. I really enjoyed it, and there's some cringy gore there too for you horror fans. So
I know I gave it a 4.5.
All right,
I think there's room for improvement, but not much.
Yeah, there were a couple performances that just sampling the dubbed version just to kind of get an idea seemed over the top to me. Again, I watched the subtitled version, but I tried to
look at that too,
just to get an idea.
It didn't seem too bad from the parts I checked. So I don't know if we just checked different spots.
I can't remember his name, but the one guy, like, man, that doesn't match the voice.
No, the voice. I just worry about the way it's done. If the voice doesn't match the original voice, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that. So, yeah, definitely watch this sometime.
The worst for me always is. Was it Ju-on 2? It just is so bad.
I never do dubbed as long as I can avoid it. It's just not an option for me.
I get that, but there's case my two like passes I give is on giallo or Italian cinema, because it's all recorded in everyone speaks their own language, and no matter where you're watching it, it's been dubbed like some of the people.
Okay.
And we're as programmed. Long as I, it's like Godzilla.
As long as I have a choice,
we're programmed.
I will never choose that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So, but like in a case like that, so you could choose Italian because it's an Italian movie, but you'd still have.
But you're getting
So there's no proper way. The one I do, and it's all because it's the childhood thing, I'll watch Godzilla dubbed.
Yeah, Godzilla for sure.
Other
Godzilla
than that.
I think I told the story on the show before where, like, when I was younger, I didn't even realize it was dubbed Godzilla stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what's wrong with their mouths? It's weird.
Their internet's lagging.
Some sort of a stroke. Some sort of a stroke. Yeah, no, you're right. I love Italian horror, and we're just used to it with Italian horror. So that's all I've got. Be sure to, again, support the Patreon that we told you about earlier, Flesh Wound Features at Patreon. If you are an audio listener, you can be looking at our beautiful faces right now on YouTube under also Flesh Wound Features. Check that out. We're brand new to YouTube, so just kind of getting that launched. Be sure to join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Facebook group, or we'll cut your fucking head off. Be sure to like Flesh Wound Features on Facebook as well. And, we appreciate you guys listening.
Gracias.
All right. I guess that stands wrap. So.
That stands wrap.
I guess that means I need to play some outro music, huh?
It does indeed, sir. Good night, guys. Good night, y'all. See you next time.